Leadership training. Leadership training is important. Leadership training is important to your organization because it is the leadership who sets the terms for the rest of the organization. Failure in the leadership team can spell disaster for the whole organization. Examples, RBS Bank, Enron. Excellent leadership skills can mean greatness for the whole organization. Examples, Google, Disney. Leadership training is the act of isolating, naming, and training the key attributes of the great leaders in order that those attributes can be brought into conscious awareness and thus be practiced towards their ultimate perfection. The attributes of leadership can be derived from the definition of leadership. What is the definition of leadership? We define leadership in the following way. Leadership is the art and skill of creating and communicating a clear vision for the future, combined with the ability to inspire other people to work in a unified way towards its achievement by means of providing a practical strategy and plan of action and by role modeling personal excellence. From this definition, we can derive the following attributes of leadership. 1. The ability to create a compelling and desirable future vision. 2. The ability to communicate that vision to others in such a way that will convince them that it is possible. 3. The ability to inspire unified action in others, to induce others to cooperate with each other in order to achieve the shared vision. 4. The ability to create or inspire the creation of practical strategies and plans that are consistent with the achievement of the vision. 5. The ability to project a personality that exemplifies the attributes required to achieve the goal. To act as a role model to others in the team. Let us look at each in turn. 1. The ability to create a compelling and desirable future vision. The leader must be able to create a vision for the future. If there is no vision, then there is no destination towards which the leader may lead. The vision for the future should be a long-range, optimistic, big, and morally right. 1. Long range means the goal should be a 3 or more year project. 2. Big means the goal should be of high value. 3. Optimistic, the goal should have positive consequences. 4. Morally right means the achievement of the goal should not violate the rights of others. 2. The leader should possess the ability to communicate that vision to others in such a way that will convince them it is possible. The leader must have good communication skills. They must be able to make the nearly impossible seem possible. They must be communicators who have the capacity to be clear, inspiring, and memorable. 1. Clear means that the message is not open to multiple interpretations. It has one meaning. 2. Inspiring means that one meaning creates in the mind images and feelings that stir those emotions into action. 3. Memorable means once stirred into action, the words resound and echo in the memory and continue to affect people long after they were originally spoken. This is the skill of the master communicator. 3. The leader should possess the ability to inspire unified action in others, to induce others to cooperate with each other in order to achieve the shared vision. The action must be from many people acting in a coordinated manner. One man does not make an army. One woman does not make an orchestra. One person is not enough. The leader has the ability to bring many people into a coordinated union. The leader is the emotional focus point for the whole group. 4. The leader should possess the ability to create or inspire the creation of practical strategies and plans that are consistent with the achievement of the vision. The vision is the team's reason for existing. The people in the team provide the potential energy, but that energy has to be organized. The leader must be able to provide a strategy that will form the basis of detailed plans that are consistent with the successful achievement of the vision. Goals without plans are worthless. Plans without people to implement them are worthless. But goals allied to plans together with teams of people eager to implement them are an almost unstoppable force of nature. 4. The leader should possess the ability to project a personality that exemplifies the attributes required to achieve the goal. The leader should possess the ability to act as a role model to others in the team. The leader should act as a standard bearer for the philosophy of the team. They should exemplify the standards that the team proclaims as their own. For instance, the military leader should appear always courageous, cunning, and intelligent. The religious leader should appear devout, humble, and purified from all sin. The political leader should appear morally good and dedicated to the good of the many. The business leader should appear always professional, honest, and profit-orientated. The team leader should appear always efficient, organized, and well-prepared. The leaders should decide how they wish to be perceived and then act accordingly, even on the days that they don't feel like it. Make it so. If you feel you would like to know more about how to achieve your leadership goals, then please ask about the Corporate Coach Group Leadership Training Courses.